Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie. I'm already having a malfunction between the hair and the microphone, folks. It's just one of those days, right? Well, you know what, you guys? I'm really excited. So no dilly-dallying around and some chit-chatting. I cannot wait to introduce you guys to one of the most fascinating ladies out there. Let me tell you, Alexis is someone that I came across on a friend of my Facebook page. And I saw that she had this blurb on there with the singer, and it looked like you were like in a trailer and she's working on this new song and she was all excited about it. And I'm such a music guru. And if you guys work with us or you listen to us, you understand Shades of Spirit is all about music and how it can help define us, how it can help empower us, how it can help us release emotionally as well. And I was like, cool. So I clicked on it and I was immediately drawn to the energy that she had and the lyrics of the song, and just it's in the background and she's just grooving it out with it. And then she'll burst out in song and then back into that moment. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have to meet her, right? It was one of those like schoolgirl things, like, yes, this is the energy I want to bring into my show, to my life, to get to know. So I reached out to her. And of course, you know, we're all so busy. It was a few days later. I'm like, oh, well, all right. She's not going to message me back. And sure enough, I had this beautiful message from her. And I was just so blown away at her kindness and generosity and making time to sit down and talk to me. And we had such a great time. And the energy between us, I feel like, is just so empowering for not only women, but men in this world. And being able to help them and to be able to help heal through different modalities of art. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. Alexis is a dynamic and powerful vocalist. So if you guys have been listening, like I've been making you do your homework on my pages and listening to her new album, you're going to hear that within that music. After years of battling addiction and mental health issues, Alexis is now able to live her dream, which I love it. She is a traveling artist and helps others inspire to do the same. She creates music, performs regularly with her band, songwrites, and advocates for women and men who suffer from mental health issues as well as domestic violence. And that really ends up hitting home as well, because there's so many of our clients and our own life experiences where we've been through these moments. And I wanted to really bring in someone that can see my side of the story as I can see hers and how we can help people. So with that being said, she doesn't just create music, folks. She shares with people. She leads them into finding their creative enterprise through movement called Renaissance. So I can't wait for us to be able to touch on that today. Her vision is to create a more beautiful world where people are able to heal, keyword for me here, and express themselves through various art mediums and bring back life, vitality, and color into this world. Alexis currently resides in London, so we thank her for doing a later night with us, because we're over here in the States and she's over there. She travels the world and the country sharing her music as well as hope and awareness to others who've suffered from addiction and mental health issues. How important is that to keep it at the forefront? And if you paid attention to my show last week or go back and listen to it, it was all about connecting with victims of suicide and spirit and helping those on the other side navigate those two worlds. So this kind of just backs that show up from last week. She has performed musically since early childhood, except at a young age, experienced extreme life-altering events, which caused her to turn to drugs and alcohol to cope with life at a very young age. And I know a lot of you out there can also relate to that as well. This led her to a significant amount of demoralization and prevented her from truly being able to pursue her music career. And now look at her, folks. I've been listening to stuff of hers for 2 days now and I'm blown away by each song. I'm even messaging her like, holy cow, look at this. This is fantastic. It's dynamite. So I want to bring on Alexis. Let's welcome Alexis right now. Introduce yourself and let's start out by adding anything that I have left out that you feel is important for our listeners to know.
I just heard the applause.
I love it, Benny. That was awesome.
Only for the best. Only
that
for the best.
That is great. That's a good touch. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And yes, the energy is definitely felt you as soon as we spoke. And yes, I just want to start out by saying thank you. And it's funny, whenever I go on a radio show, I listen back to who I'm described as, and it's fascinating to me. I'm like, oh, that's me? You know, there's still that, you know, present today, because we get to heal, grow, and move on, you know, and that's such a beautiful thing. Like, we get to actually change and evolve as human beings. So, yes, so thank you for that. And I really feel like you've captured it all. You know, you've really captured what my mission is in trying to bring creativity to this world. You've captured the fact that I do the singing, the songwriting, I work with other people, and I really try to take my experiences that I've had in this life. I just want to make sure this is off. My experiences that I've had in this life and really incorporate them into my daily music, my daily routines, because it's from what I understand is that we don't have to be prisoner to those things anymore, yet still be aware that this is where we have come from and this is what we get to lead people out of by example, not by just speaking, but by example. And by living our life, it's a living testimony. So I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, and absolutely. And, you know, I like that part of it, of that. Not, I don't like being a prisoner to my own world, but I like that sometimes we have to face it in that way and be able to say, I have kept myself locked up long enough. And it's time for me to really do me and be allowed to be. For me, it was, you know, a mom of three and going through a divorce and realizing my power within, building a company, you know, creating such an environment that brought me up in such a space of positivity and power. And yet yesterday had probably one of the most depressed days I've had in a long time, and allowing myself to feel it and move into that space and be okay with that, because I know that when the sun rises, I start fresh. And I also know to get off my butt and to be able to stop wallowing in my own self-pity and be like, look, girl, okay, you've been around, you look to put some lipstick on. Let's go. Let's move it. Let's do it. And the way that I do that for me is I will do it through music. And being able to connect at that level. And what I love that we were able to do, so thank you to you and Benny for coordinating that, is you guys, when we go in and out of break, we are going to be able to hear snippets of Alexis's new album. So before we go to break, because we got a couple minutes in here, we want to explain this new album and the power behind it and the meaning behind it. So when they hear these songs, if they haven't done their homework, my listeners, they're going to understand what they're listening to and pay attention to some of those key attributes of them.
Sure, absolutely. And before touching on that, I just wanted to share, you said something that's so important, and it's feeling, right? You talked about feeling emotions, and that's what music and that's what the arts and creativity and all the work we do inside of self-development and the spiritual realm, that's what we get to do. We get to feel, and that's where the joy is in being able to feel the full range of human emotion. And then take that and bring that into the art forms in order to touch somebody else's heart, right? And to help and support ourselves, because I can tell you without the music, and I'll explain the behind the music now, but without the music, it's like, I wouldn't be able to transmute that pain. And that's something that is just such a, one of the most beautiful parts of having the human experience is being able to take something that is not too pleasant and turn it into something beautiful and to be an artist and to be a magician almost, right? In that sense. So yes, the first song is called Breathe. And I wrote that hysterically crying on my bathroom floor during lockdown in the dark, right? Because at the time I was going through a lot of grieving and a really painful process in that the former partner that I was with, this was a domestic violence relationship, had passed away. And so I was feeling all of those memories and just different visions and things come up. And I just wanted to get it out. And that was what came to me. It was like, can I just breathe? Can I be free? Right. And that's part of the lyrics is like, can I just breathe tonight? Can I be free this time? Help me to move on, reclaim my life. And that's really the process. And so throughout the album, I talk about that. I talk about coming out. I wrote a song for my wife, so which is absolutely beautiful. That's the next song, Waiting. And I just went through this whole journey. And that's what with this album, I wanted to take people on a journey. And so it starts out with being able to just breathe and to really be present in my life, all the way to meeting my wife and to having that beautiful experience. And then in Time to Fly, it's really like, now this is my time to be seen. And I was thinking of other people and how, you know, we spend our whole lives not being seen and being afraid really to be seen for who we are and to express ourselves in all of our glory. You know, we have all these like fears and misconceptions about how people are going to receive us and what it should look like and how we should be and what our mom said and what our dad said and what society said and what, you know, Joe Blow from down the corner when we were five said, you know. And so really I wanted to inspire people to really capture who they are in their essence and to fly. Like, it's now's the time. Now's always the time, right? But sometimes it's a little scary and tricky. So really just having that available to people. And then moving on, the following song was Tonight. And that was just like, I just, you know, I was thinking about my wife and when I saw her and how I didn't want to be alone and that we should be together, you know, and how when I saw her face, I understood. You know, that's the beautiful thing about love is like, I didn't understand that before. People would tell me like, oh, you're going to know, you know, when you meet that person. And I was like, no way. What are you talking about? And I did. And now it makes sense. And so that song was for her. And the title track, I'll Sing, is what I feel that I am here to do in this world. I'm here to sing. I'm here to heal people through my medicine, which is music, which is the arts, which is creativity. And it's my jam. I enjoy it. I love it. And I love being able to especially perform live and get, you know, that intimate experience with people and allow them to see me and to see my experiences through listening and through that performance. So I'm really excited to share it. And thank you.
I love it. All right, let's do that, Benny. Let's head out to a break. Let's start playing some of her stuff and play some more when we come back in. And we will see you guys after this quick break. Stay tuned.
I've been feeling pain deep in my soul. I've been searching hard for things untold. Every time I close my eyes, I see visions of what I.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Here to share a tip with you. It's called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
I've been searching for you, dare to know how much I'd adore you, waiting for so long to find the love I could.
Oh my goodness. I think that I just want to use her music to go in and out of all my breaks, you guys. How amazing is that? And that's the thing, is that, you know, the arts is something that when I read people and I connect with them and we're doing work with their spirit teams and they're saying, connect on that creative level. Let's work on our solar plexus and our sacral chakra, moving that energy and finding that creative flow. And for me, they'll look at me like, I can't draw. And I'm like, look, you people have seen my art abilities. It's a stick figure. It's a triangle, rectangle house. I mean, that's my degree. I can paint by numbers, but I may not be in the lines. But music has just been something that's always been able to move that emotion, good, bad, ugly, and bring me to those beautiful places. But you've started out this Renaissance movement. And I love the fact that you've used the word Renaissance, because it's kind of mystical, it's classy, it's very old time as well. So why did you start that? And why is it so important in that healing process when you're working with people?
Yes, so the Renaissance, that came to me as an intuitive message to create, right? As mostly all of the things that I do are intuition-based, if not all of them, to be quite honest. So I had thought about it, and I feel like having been, you know, through a lot of self-development, a lot of courses, a lot of trainings, a lot of just working with one-on-one coaches and for several years, I was like, wait a second, like there gets to be more than this. It gets to be more than just sitting around in circles and talking about trauma and over and over and over again. Because what I found was that I would go through program after program, and it's wonderful to have community. That's the most beautiful part about, you know, doing transformational work, is that you get to really meet people that are striving to be better human beings. However, at the same time, I feel like a lot of times it can be re-traumatizing, and we're circling in this loop of just talking about the same story over and over. And so with the Renaissance, what I wanted to do was bring artists to their art in the way that teaching people how to transform whatever it is, whatever pain, whatever triumphs, whatever it is that they may have in their life. You know, a lot of people deal with, you know, mother, father trauma and just childhood stuff. And so how can we move past and beyond that, right? And create something from that. So if we want to tell the story, how can we make it beautiful? How can we make it creative? Because when people see that and people get to experience it, that it inspires them and inspires them to say, wow, I wonder what's going on in their mind, in their heart. How did they create that? And it touches people on a deep level internally. And that's something that, you know, when I think about music and, you know, we watch movies and we see in TV and film and how the music perfectly complements that scene where two people fall in love. And there's nothing more beautiful than that. When you go to an art museum and you see, you know, somebody that had painted a picture of whatever it may be, a person that they love or some sort of scene, you get to dive into that person's mind, into that person's experience, and connect. And so art, music are ways that we get to connect to one another without having to say what it is we're trying to do. So it's a sneaky backdoor way of healing people without them even knowing it. And I like that.
And that's so important. And the part for me having kids too, is that one of the first things that they will cut in a lot of school programs is what? Art.
The art. Yeah.
And it kills me because, you know, growing up, that was such an important part in my life. And to know that this is a way for people to express, for them to be able to relate. Sometimes, you know, we even look to you as musicians and artists for that guidance in that direction, and you become idols of sorts. And that's like, oh my gosh, she's telling my story, you know, and that's kind of where I was looking at that Departed when we were talking about that song on Break. You know, you're talking about how that was you working through that energy of that addiction part of it, right? And for me, it was about me leaving that old piece of my life, a piece of that mm-hmm. soul. And so it's interesting how interpretation also comes into play. So when you're working with these people in the healing process and working in this energy, how do you tap into them and be able to help guide them along those ways? So if somebody wants to book with you, like what is, you know, you don't have to go through the entire process. We only have a few minutes in the segment, but like, what is those initial steps with you working with one of your clients?
So I would say that's definitely one-on-one. And usually I do channeling prior to actually getting on the call with the person. So if somebody expresses interest with me and they happen to book in a call, even for something such as booking in a connection call that's free, it's I'm sitting down and creating a space for people to be able to be open, to share, to be vulnerable. So that's something that happens in an intuitive way. And to be quite honest, I get on the call and it's as it is. You know, you may get a piece of information from the form that somebody fills out, but when you get to see somebody and experience them face to face, and you get to sit in their energy and they get to sit with you in yours, your soul knows exactly what to say, exactly what to do, and exactly how to lead and guide. And that's something that I'm interested in helping other artists with as well, is leading people out of the head to the heart. So what do I want to create? Not because it sounds good. What do I want to be? How do I want to build my business? Not because it's going to make me the most money, but because of what I'm being led internally to create, what I'm being led internally to share. And that's really, that's where it's at for me, because if something doesn't feel good, I just don't want to do it. And I believe we get to have that.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what I love that you've said there, and I do this so much when we do kind of our psychic counseling or whatever it might be, you know, that intuitive coach part of it. Sometimes they just want to make sure they're validated on the right track, just sitting down again in that moment, right? Channeling what's coming through, trusting, right? But get out of your head, people. When we stuck in our head, I always say go to the heart first and then work into the head, because when we can have those ideas and when we can kind of work from that heart space and allow that to kind of start creating and flowing, then let that logical mind decide, is this going to be right? Because then we hit like, well, will I make any money? Will the abundance be there? Will I be happy? Right? So instead of working it backwards, don't let your mind do that. Your conscious mind has its own set of stuff it's doing. I want your subconscious. I want that to filter into your heart. And then move into that logical part and see how to move forward. That's really important for me on that part of it as well, is really working into all of our spaces and allowing them to kind of unfold naturally. So how can they get a hold of you before we go on break? How can they find you, where you at? You've got so many different search engines and platforms out there. It might be 2 hours before we're done with it.
Yes, well, you can find me either with Alexis Corey Music on Facebook, Alexis O'Neill Corey on Facebook, and on Instagram, Alexis O'Neill Corey, Alexis Corey. I mean, if you just search my name, you'll be able to find so many different ways to get in touch with me. And you can book a call through there, send me a message. I will get back to you shortly, depending on, you know, scheduling, what time I get it. I am in London, so it depends on the time zone. But I do want to say something before we go out on break. Mm-hmm. What I really feel is important is to get people to a place where they trust themselves. I don't want to create any more dependencies with people. And I know that's possible to happen within, you know, this kind of realm of leading and guiding and coaching people. So really, we want to get people to a place where they trust themselves, they trust the intuition within them to create whatever it is, even if they can't see, and they walk blindly by faith into and off of the ledge, and we give them some tools to navigate the fall. That's it. You know, that's what I believe in. So
trust.
I had to say that.
No, I love it. Interrupt anytime, girl. You take it. Cause it is about trust. It's empowerment, and it's letting them know, you know, at the end of the day, they did this.
Yeah.
This was them. And when we have those moments of like, holy cannoli, I did this myself. That you stand taller, your shoulders are held back, your head's held high, and you can go around and say, look what I did, and feel mm-hmm. proud in that moment. And I absolutely love that. Also, you guys, you can, if you can't find her for some reason, go to our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. We have all of her information on there as well. And then they can find you on Spotify, right? I mean, hello, like different.
Yes. Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, I mean, you name it. Like, you know, I have a couple of, you know, things that are on there that are not so savvy to the real world. So you will have to do a little bit of work to find me, but you can find me anywhere with Alexis O'Neill Corey, Alexis Corey Music, or just Alexis Corey.
Fantastic. All right, you guys, I am ready to go to break because I just want to listen to more of this beautiful music. So, Benny, let's take it away. Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to end. Like, sometimes I forget that I just don't have my headphones on like I did yesterday and was listening to the music. So I actually have to do a show here. So welcome back, you guys. I am so excited to have Alexis Corey on today. We are discussing different ways to heal through music and different ways that she's used it to empower her own self and her journey. And now how many people are following her on that as well. You know, what was interesting is that I had a question come up and they wanted to know, how did she write all the lyrics to the songs, right? Because sometimes you see a lot of albums, they'll have people that they collaborated with or somebody else write a song and then you're singing it. And you got to tell them, because that just blew me away. Like, I'm so kind of floored. So when I asked you that, what was your answer?
That's funny though that they just asked that. Yes, I write all of my music and I'm a very quick songwriter. So I can sit down within the studio. I wrote this album within a day. Songwriting is a way that it brings such joy to my soul to be able to sit down in it. And really how it ties into the mental health stuff as well is that it is such a good way to sit down and to get present. Because when you're listening to a beat or you're listening to something instrumental and you're like, wait, what do I want? Like dropping into the heart, what do I want to communicate here? What needs to come out of me? And then you sit down with the pen, there's no more beautiful process. So I'm very strict with that. I've actually had people come to me like, Alexis, you want to do a duet? You want to write a song with me? No, the answer is no. I mean, maybe if you're like Lady Gaga or like, you know, RuPaul, maybe, but you know, outside of that, no, I love communicating what's coming out of my own soul. So I love songwriting, but thank you for asking too.
No, I love that because it is. It's about knowing that that's a genuine connection for you and how much you hold that dear to you, that this is my story and my energy and my life. And, you know, maybe one day down the line, yeah, Lady Gaga, give her a call. My God, wouldn't that be amazing, the two of you together? Hallelujah. Yes. And it's funny, too, because I also have someone that said, I was having the same conversation with myself earlier this morning of trust in me and go with to the heart. And she said, where I am on my own professional journey, I'm currently on. And so it's just, we can bring it all back together and tie all of this in. So, you know, the music part of it evoking emotion, art can do the same. You know, I've been to the Monet exhibits and even the Titanic exhibit, the way that they express how that all went through and the stories that evolve. Like, art doesn't have to be just what's on the wall or what you hear. It can be through storytelling as well. You know, sometimes that emotion's good. Sometimes that emotion is so emotional that it gives me the ugly girl cry. So that's not good. I need more cucumbers than anything to help solve that. Why do you do it for you? And then what do you hope that your audience gets out of it as well?
Why do I do it for me? So I can tell you, I don't think I'd be able to survive without doing music. It is something that if anyone is listening, there is something within your heart that you feel like you could never live without doing. And that's the thing that you're meant to be doing. Like I said, it's something that's implanted on your soul. It's like unique code that's within you of what you need to be sharing into this world. And that's, for me, that's the singing and that's the music. And why I do it is it brings me so much joy. It brings me the connectedness to myself. It brings me my connection to God. Like when I'm able to sit there and be in creative flow, anything that's going on, I can sort and solve. You know, and it's in a beautiful way. It's, you know, I can sit there, even when it comes to creativity, I could sit there with branding stuff for hours and add the music to it and create the visuals and try to break things apart. And it's something that I feel that I would not be whole and complete without, even though I'm whole and complete in and of myself. So it's kind of like this oxymoron, but it's definitely something that's ingrained in my soul. And then your second question, would you repeat that?
What do you hope that it does for your audience? So I know, you know, at some of our lowest points, and maybe yours as well, you know, when you were coming to the end of that 17 years of addiction, and, you know, we all have to kind of hit that rock bottom or ode to Jesus at that point to be able to bring ourselves out of it. So first of all, just kudos to you and your strength to be able to move out of a 17-year addiction at such a young age. I mean, you know, I never asked how old you are. That's sometimes impolite, but I mean, you look like you're in your 20s, so please. But I mean, that's the thing is to, do you feel that music saved your life in that respect as well? And if so, you know, how do you hope that affects your audience as well through your music?
Yeah, I feel like music saved my life and gave me a life. You know, it's what I get to do today for a living. And like, what could be more beautiful than that? You know, it's when you get to find something that you really love and that you enjoy doing, and then you get to do that for a living. I mean, I can't think of anything better than that. And what I really want to express to people through my music and through who I am as a person, I believe my life should be the living testimonial, you know, for others is just to be yourself. And I probably would have added some sort of, you know, not radio approved word in there, but, you know, yes, to be yourself and to do what it is that you desire to do in this life, independent of what anyone else is saying, independent of your conditioning, independent of what your husband, wife, partner, mom, dad, society, anyone else says you should do. If there's something you want to do, you get one. Right. So for all I know now, you know, I am a human being and I have this experience in this skin suit as Alexis. So I want to take that and I want to enjoy it to the fullest capacity and help other people to enjoy their lives to the fullest capacity and feel good about themselves, feel good in their skin. So that's what I would say I'd really like to impart on people, that they can be themselves, they can be an individual, and they get to be loved for all of who they are.
Now, and I was going through and I did some research too on just music itself, because I do find that it helped me work through my own trauma and helped me transmute that pain And, you know, for me, it was piano at a young age for 10 years. I did dance. I did color guard. I did meditations. I taught kids how to dance. I taught kids how to do color guard, how to do expression through that modality. And that really does hit home for me. But we don't realize how often music is used. It's used in hospitals. It's used in children with ADHD or ADD to help calm down those brain waves, to help bring them back into a center space. Physical therapy will be playing music. So then if you that you've had physical therapy, you'll hear the music in the background. Sometimes it's beats that are high tempo. They want to kind of get you back up and running because they know you're not feeling well, right? If you're sitting in a doctor's office, what is usually playing? Usually it's the elevator music. I'm not real fond of that one. You know, you want to fall asleep because you're already anxious that you're in there. But they're trying to have soothing tones to help work with the brain waves within our body. So do you believe that the music can affect our brain waves and the emotional aspect of it and the mental aspect of it as well?
100%. I mean, different music is made at different frequencies. And I was actually just discussing this with my wife behind meditation music, adding certain hertz, you know, to different meditations that I'm making, because it's something that affects us. We are made of water. So when it comes to sound healing, these things are, we're vibrational beings. So we respond to other vibrations, and music provides a vibration. Hence why, you know, if I could think of my own experience, if anyone is listening, they've ever been to any live music events, you feel the vibe, and the vibe is actually really real, right? Because it's changing the frequency. And so that's what we get to do. And so if anyone's here and they really want to, you know, this has been a tough time for us all. So if you want to change your frequency, put on your favorite song, get up, move. Movement in conjunction with music is hands down my favorite way to shift my mood, hands down. And so that's something that I really highly suggest, especially right now, like I said, because it's been a really challenging time. So use that, use music to heal you, to uplift you, and to allow you to connect to another human being, because behind whatever song you're listening to is a human being that wrote it.
And that's the biggest part. So why don't we do that now? Let's connect with another one of her songs while we head out to break, and we'll see you right after these messages.
All my life, I tried to find a place that I could hide. All my dreams and all the endless broken memories. Now I find that all I need is buried deep inside.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
So I'll say, and I'll say,
yeah, I mean, how can you not dance this song in, people? Let's go. Like, let's feel it, you know? Just laughing at break because I'm over here like, I'll just mind my own business. The two producers and Alexis over here like chit-chatting it up. I'm like, great. I'm over here. I took choir in 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th grade. Oh, my God. How funny is that? Thank you guys for joining us today. This has been so flippin' fun. I hope we can do this again because your energy is just through the roof and there's so much good information out there. I had a different segment for, which we can kind of loop in as well, about how to make art your business full time. How do people who work with you overcome the obstacles? But I've got like 5 questions. And so I would rather get to our viewers and listeners and let's answer some of these questions they got going on. So, who is your favorite singer and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that question.
Yep.
Well, I would say definitely first time of mine, who's my favorite singer and why, was Amy Winehouse. She's no longer with us, unfortunately. But I felt a really, really close connection due to her own past. And I also loved how Amy was able to take jazz music and make it mainstream. And she always performed with a live band. There's something about a horn section that just all live music should have horn section. So I love Amy Winehouse. And I really feel like people have remembered her more so for the addiction than they did for her actual music, which was quite beautiful. Not just the radio stuff I'm talking about in the album, her actual song. She was a brilliant songwriter, and that's definitely my number one. And there's so many more, but I usually like stuff, anything outside of that, I like from the 60s and the 70s. So
that's interesting because another question was, do you ever get compared to Amy Winehouse?
Sometimes. Amy Winehouse, Adele, who's another one? Somebody once told me Anastasia.
Oh,
I'm not really too familiar with that artist, but yes, I do usually get that. Amy's my favorite artist to cover. I like the same type of music, so yes.
I love it. Now, I have one of my woohoos on here, and they want to know, you know, that's what we call ourselves over here, these psychic medium, crazy intuitive people. Is any of these songs ever kind of spirit-led? So I know you say you channel and you connect intuitively. So do you feel like some of these songs are actually kind of coming from that spirit side of it as well?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Because there's a song, when I go into the studio, here's a little secret. When I go into the studio, what I do is I ask God what he wants me to write. And that's really how I operate. Because I'm a channel. Right? I'm a channel and I happen to be an artist and I'm channeling art, but these things don't, you know, it's not really necessarily coming from me. It's coming from source, spirit, universe, God, whatever word you identify with, whatever that power is within, that's where it's coming from because that's true creative expression, right? It's coming from the heart and from that space. And so I would say all of them are.
I love that. Absolutely love that. That actually gives me the chills because it is such a high vibration. And when we connect on that source, God level, angelic level, you can hear it within your voice and you can hear it in the lyrics. You can hear it in the beats of the music. You know, for me, it is all about the beats and the undertones underneath music because that's what gets me going. If I can get into that, I almost don't even hear the lyrics, right? And for me, it's about that connection. Ooh, I love that. Okay. Did you ever write a song that took a while to sing because it was so emotional?
I would say that would be Departed. That would be Departed. When I wrote Departed and I recorded it in the studio, it took me, I had to take, actually, it's funny, I remember that. Thank you for asking that question. I had to take a break that day and go out with a producer for lunch. I recorded that in Los Angeles. I had to leave for a break because the emotion that was coming up, that was passing through and out of me, was so heavy because it took me back to that really, really dark place, you know. But that was one of the most beautiful things about that song, is that I got to sit with that pain, feel it, and then transmute it and put it into that song. So yes, there was that song, and that is it.
And that's interesting because that's the song that, you know, all the songs are beautiful, but that one hit me in that core level. Again, like I said, on a different dynamic for sure. But it is about moving that energy out. And so you could still listen to them and still be affected. Is there a song that you sing that does kind of hit you still to this day at that core level, or is it more just fluid for you?
I would say it's fluid, but if there was a song where I would be like, oh boy, it's definitely Departed. It's Departed, because I've sang that song and I've broken down to that song live because it gives me so much gratitude, because it reminds me I was an IV heroin user. Like, I was like, boom. Like, when I tell you, it was a really challenging period of human existence, is, you know, the best way I could say that, you know, in a kind way. And, yeah. So when I think about that and I listen to that song, and sometimes even in performing it, it's like, wow, like the gratitude. It's not a sadness that overwhelms me emotionally. It's the gratitude that I've gotten to come out of that place when, you know, not everyone is able to, and I'm able to see my life today. And I would have had no idea that I was capable of what I'm capable of today, and know who I am today as a beautiful human being, if I would have chose to continue down that road.
So absolutely.
I feel like I've been given a lot of grace.
So the last comment, because we want to end this with your beautiful pictures that are popping up and a big song at the end of this. We have a listener, viewer as well, Denise, who's the one who, Denise Mooney, since you wrote on here, I can say your last name now, Denise. I didn't have your permission before. Okay. She said, I was feeling mad yesterday, and after listening to All Sing a couple times, which led to dancing around the room, I felt so much better. Thank you for all you do, Alexis. You make a lot of people's lives a lot better.
Aww.
And I thought, what an awesome way to be able to kind of close this interview. This hour goes way too fast, you guys. And by hearing from one of her fans, one of her admirers out there, one of the people that really connect with her, about how having those days and listening to that song and being able to sing and dance around has brought her back into that space of love and light and empowerment. And it's because of what you do and what you give out to the world. So let everybody know again how they can get a hold of you. And then, you guys, thank you so much, Alexis, for joining me. We're hoping to coordinate and do a workshop together. It's a little bit trickier with our time zones here, but we're going to make it work because I just love working with you and your energy. So let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And then we're going to leave you guys with another song as we're exiting out.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to give a special shout out to Denise. Thank you, Denise. You just warmed my heart. Made my day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I'm really grateful to be able to show up and do what I do. So thank you for acknowledging that. It feels really good to be seen. And yes, if anyone would like to contact me, you can reach me on my Facebook profile or my Instagram, which is Alexis O'Neill Corey. And it is, can I spell it? Is that okay?
I don't know, Benny, is it okay if she spells it, or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S, O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L, and Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. You may reach me there, or you may find me at Alexis Corey Music on all of the platforms. So it'd be lovely to hear from you. I hope you enjoy the album, that it's medicine to you, that it inspires you. You dance around to it, you cry to it, you jam out in the car to it. I really, really hope that, you know, my music touches your heart. I love you guys. And just remember, you can be yourself. You're worth it. And you belong. You belong here.
I love it. And you guys can also find us on Spotify as well. So if you want to catch the show, Eye of Soul Radio on Spotify, so you can listen to it again. You can also join us at shadesofspirit.com, Shades of Spirit LLC, and we have our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit, as well. All right, Benny, take us out. Thank you so much, you guys.
I've been feeling pain. My soul, I've been searching hard for things untold. Every time I close my eyes, I see visions of.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's EyeOfSoulRadio.com. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.